I had been a journalist beforehand. I decided I was going to write about the war when I got there. I did do it only during vacations, because that first year I was at teaching at Wat Boni Wet. And then the last 2 years I was working on the Thai television program. And I started out just some stories about, you know, hippies in Thailand. That was a very interesting story. One of the first ones I did for the Bangkok Post. And then because I had done these stories for the Bangkok Post, the Bangkok World found out that I was a decent writer. I could write magazine style. And I went to Laos on one vacation and learned that there was a big refugee operation up there because they had been bombing the Plan de Jar up there, and thousands had been moved out, and that sort of got me angry about that. And then I went and looked up a lot of stuff about the undeclared war in Laos and realized that there was a fairly big war going on there that had not been sanctioned by Congress. So that got my idealistic hackles up and stuff like that. And I decided to go up there and do a story on the refugees. So what happened was that I and another guy named Bill Boudreaux, who was a former Peace Corps volunteer, who was also a photographer, we went up there. And what happened was that I went to Vientiane and I said, I want to go up to Luang Prabang, which at that time was surrounded by Pathet Lao. They couldn't go by road. I flew up to Luang Prabang and I said, I want to do an interview about the Mayo Hill tribesmen that were driven off the Plan de Jar over the bombing. And I also wanted to, if possible, to go on a rice drop, because all of the hills in the north of Laos were held by General Wang Pao's Army Clandestine, the clandestine army that CIA ran. Well, what happened was I wrangled my way, and Bill, as the photographer, on a rice drop to one of these fortified hilltops up there, and it was on a Pilatus Porter, a small plane, like a short takeoff landing craft. Nothing happened. I mean, we went there, we dropped the rice, I wrote the story, I interviewed the guys, stuff like that. But when I came back, I realized that to get into Laos, I had to use a passport, that if anybody had known of that and checked, that someone would have said, what is a Peace Corps volunteer doing riding in essentially an Air America plane? It was Continental Air, but there was the same group. And I hadn't thought it through well. And I wrote that story, and it had a lot of good information about the war in Laos and refugees and things like that. And there was also a separate article about Luang Prabang as a city under siege, which in fact the Paris Match in Paris bought. I got a reprint in France on one of these stories. But at the time I came back and I realized that I had gone over the line. We had a meeting in very near the Petri Hotel, and you said, come on, let's go for a walk. And we had a walk, and you told me about the fact that you knew about the right, some of the writing.
I don't know how I found out. Maybe one of the volunteers let it slip.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
I don't know how I found that out. I don't recall.
To be honest, had I been you at the time and I had known what I'd done, I probably would have sent me home. At the time, I was too arrogant, too intellectual, too idealistic, too self-righteous. But anyway, that was the one story out of the, I did about 12. I remember that you had said, don't write any more of these type of stories. I did not write any more about that war up there, but I did go up there and visit a number of times. Anytime I had a vacation, I'd go up there and talk with people and see what's going on, and sort of refocusing back on the great American novel, which I never wrote.
Well, I can understand. Yeah, it was a much bigger risk in retrospect than you realized at the time.